Like so many of us, I come from a dysfunctional family which left some definite traumas in its wake. And all of us have different levels of trauma. Whatever your challenge is, Dr. John Trentalage is the man for you. Dr. John is a clinician specializing in assisting individuals heal from emotional trauma, anxiety, depression, relationship issues, and attachment issues. He draws on his close to 30 years of experience to offer techniques that he and his clients have used to diminish anxiety, work through depression, build stronger connections with self and others. I started in therapy, I believe, in my 20s, and I have seen numerous therapists over the years, now in my 50s, and Dr. John is the best. He is now working with my daughter, and after two sessions, she said, "Mom, I've gotten more of Dr. John than any of the other therapists," and she has generalized anxiety disorder, and she's already having tools, getting tools on the first session. So please check out Dr. John. He is also the author of Making Movies in Our Minds. It's a book about helping you with your anxiety. And you can reach the fantastic Dr. John at 719-310-9495 or email him at trentalange@netzero.com. That's trentalange@netzero.com. Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. So glad you're listening to Health Power. Today is Wednesday, which means Kayla Capiello is back. Oops, I got a piece of amaranth on my lip from breakfast. Kayla, hi. I hear you have some exciting news. For
yes,
us.
I did the 10 miler finally this weekend.
Oh, I've been yes, congratulations. Well, tell us everything.
So it was obviously like really fun because I think like a huge race with like 40,000 people is like really exciting. And I look forward to it every time. But let me tell you, last year I ran it in the absolute pouring rain. It was like 50 and rainy. And I was so hoping for better weather this year. And it was the same exact weather.
Oh, I thought to say, it's like, SH, you know what, around here.
I know. It was like raining. It was cold. And the worst part was like in the beginning when you line up, you have to get there an hour ahead of time because like lining 40,000 people up for a race is like really intense.
Oh, wow.
So like it started at 7:30. So I got there at 6:30 and it was raining from 6:30 to 7:30. So like you have to start already soaking wet from standing in the rain and that sucks.
No umbrellas?
No, because it's like anything you have, then you have to have a ditch, like when you start running, which is great because everybody wears like a raincoat or a sweatshirt and then you ditch it like basically on the starting line and then they collect it all for charity, which is really nice. Like I like that they do that every year. So I wore like a windbreaker, like pullover. And then right when I started, I like threw it off and I ran the best of it in like leggings and a little zip up. I had a tank top underneath, which I thought I'd be able to run in. It was honestly just cold and it was gross out.
No.
And the first 5 miles, I was like doing great. I was feeling great. Andrew was standing between mile 5 and 6. And so were my parents and my sister. So that was great. But by the time I got to mile 7, I was like, this is like not the greatest conditions. So mile 7 was tough, but I pulled it together for mile 8 and I finished 1 minute faster than last year.
Yay! Yeah. That's incredible.
Yeah, it was like really fun. And then one of my best friends, her husband ran it too. So we met up with them after and we went out to lunch in Philly and we bar hopped after, which was really fun. She picked, if you're from Philly, she picked a restaurant called The Dandelion. And she did such a great job because they had like a whole gluten-free menu. So it was really fun. We got Pim's cups. It was like a
what's a Pim's cup?
So I first had a Pim's cup when I went to London with my family a few years ago. But it's a really British cocktail and it was a traditional British pub, which was really fun. So Pim's is a liqueur. It's kind of like a fruity, maybe like a nutty flavored liqueur. And they pair it with, you can usually use like a lemon or a lime juice. Sometimes they use like a lemon or lime seltzer. I know in the United States, they often use Sprite, but in London, they don't make it with Sprite. But it's really fun. It's really refreshing. You know, it almost tastes like, oh my God, if you're British, you're probably going to kill me. It almost tastes like a fruity iced tea.
Oh.
It's really refreshing. I guess Pim's, like, years ago made a bunch of different liqueurs, and this Pim's is the number one, but they made like a number two, a number three, and number four with different flavors. But this is the one that like people really latched on to.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's really good. Highly recommend.
That sounds great. Any chance that goes with the recipe you're talking about today?
I wish.
So what are you making?
I know. I have like an at-home takeout-inspired sticky chicken recipe today, ooh, which is not delicious. English, not British, but maybe we'll come up with one for that.
Oh, I'm sure it still tastes good with the Pimm's.
I know, right? Anything tastes good with Pimm's.
Right.
So I know we've talked about this in the past, but like it's so hard for me to order in any kind of like Chinese food or any kind of like sticky chicken, because a lot of the times not only is the chicken breaded or coated with something that I can't eat, but if it has soy sauce, I also can't eat it. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I've really gotten good at making like a sticky sauce at home.
Yeah, I have never even heard of a sticky sauce. It sounds great.
When I used to work in New York City, there was this, it was, I guess, like a chicken tender place, and I think it was called Stickies.
Oh.
And you would choose like your chicken tender, and then you choose your sticky sauce, and they would toss the tenders in the sauce, and it was always like sticky and crunchy and sweet and spicy, and it was like my favorite.
That's amazing.
So that was kind of like the inspiration here. So mm-hmm. I wanted to create my own sauce that kind of had a little bit of an Asian flair, but wasn't like too soy sauce forward.
Right.
So I combined honey, hot sauce. You can either use gluten-free soy sauce, tamari, coconut aminos, whichever one you prefer or whichever one you have at home. I used a white wine vinegar, and then I added garlic and red pepper flakes and thickened it with corn sauce.
Mm.
The recipe will be out this week. It will be the top recipe on my meal plan.
Okay.
But you can honestly use any combination of these ingredients in any like amount that you want. So if you want it to be really spicy, you would use more hot sauce. Okay. If you want it to be more sticky and sweet, you would use the honey more. Kind of mix and mash like as you want, but these are like the base ingredients.
Right.
And then I coated my chicken. This is a fun fact. I coated my chicken in cornstarch, and then I sprayed it with like an olive oil spray and then baked it.
Nice.
I know a lot of places do similar things like this with a cornstarch or also like a baking soda baking powder to make it a little bit crispy, but not like a beer battered crisp.
Right.
And I found out that the restaurant, now I'm like stuttering here because I'm so excited about it. The Chinese food restaurant by me actually makes their chicken this way, so they don't coat it in flour.
Oh.
So the chicken that they make is actually naturally gluten-free. It's just the soy sauce on top that I have to ask about.
Mm-hmm.
But I really thought this was like something that people said at home who are gluten-free, but it's actually not. It's like something normal Chinese food restaurants do to make their chicken crispy.
Oh, that's cool.
So I used the same tactic, but I didn't want to fry it in oil. So I just sprayed it with a little bit of oil and put it in the air fryer. But you can do it any way you want. You want to fry it in oil. If you're feeling the oil today, just like go for it. If you want to bake it, if you don't have an air fryer, you can also bake it. But the idea is that while the chicken is cooking, the cornstarch is on the outside getting crispy. So by the time you mix it with the sauce, you're getting like this crispy chicken, but also like this Chinese sauce. So it's like a bunch of different textures, like the way you eat Chinese food.
Right. Oh, that sounds amazing.
It was really good. And it's a great recipe for like, I know I talk about this all the time, but you can honestly add it over anything. So if you want to add it over white rice or brown rice for a low carb option, if you're really like trying to be healthy, you can also mix brown rice with, let's say, cauliflower rice or like a vegetable blend rice. I know I've seen like broccoli rice out there too.
Right.
But it would break. Like you're really in it for the sticky sauce and the chicken. So whatever's being served on top of is kind of just, you know, like a filler.
Mm.
If you want to do it with chicken wings or with chicken tenders that like you're just eating the chicken or you're just eating the chicken wing, the sauce works the same way. You can also add any kind of vegetable. Sometimes I add like peppers and onions chopped up. I saute them and then I add them when I add the chicken to the sauce. So it's kind of like chicken head and veggies together. Mm-hmm. Last night I did it with broccoli. You can do it with broccoli too.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Yeah, it's amazing. Great.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's just the sauce that I think I always missed, because anything with soy sauce, I just genuinely could not have.
Right.
And being able to make like a great sticky sauce at home that applies to like, you know, chicken tenders or a dipping sauce or a wing sauce. I feel like it's such a golden recipe because you can really use it with anything.
No, it sounds amazing. So I just want to let listeners know that I'm going to be doing, instead of having the commercial spots, you know, the ones that I recorded, I'm just going to do my natural take on them. So we're going to take a moment for this. So please do stay tuned as I tell you this, because I mean, I'm over the moon. So this morning I had my Dr. John session with my daughter, and I'm telling you, this guy is incredible. Best therapist I've ever worked with, hands down. Go to the show notes. Get all the information on Dr. John Trentalage. If you want to not be eaten alive by bugs and you want something natural, or if you forget to put your bug spray on and you want something that's going to help the itch be gone, OneEarthBodyCare.com, plus great shampoo bars, conditioner bars, beard bars, face oils, body salves, I mean, sleep salve, stuff for your pets. It's amazing. And then, of course, a new sponsor I have, Flora and Bass. They make different gummies. And I'm talking about CBD and THC. And I am a big fan of their sativa gummies made with mango puree, all natural ingredients for a very mellow, nice high where you're not floating in the clouds, but you have this nice feeling. You're still focused and everything just tastes better. So Kayla, speaking of tasting better, I need to take a sativa gummy. If I ate that sticky chicken, here's the problem. I would eat the entire pan and everyone would come. I'd be like, come on over for some food. And then it would all be gone.
Agreed. We made it last night when we came home from Philly. Yeah. I mean, I've made it like, I want to say this is like the third week in a row I'm making it, but I literally made too much last night and Andrew and I ate all of it because we were like, it's so good that I'm not going to leave any for extras. Like no leftovers here. I want to eat the whole thing in one sitting every time.
Oh, I bet. And it sounds like you can have this with a salad. Like you don't have to have it with rice or pot. Maybe some people like it with pasta on the side.
Yeah. And like
rice pasta, I'm thinking more of an Asian sort of flair.
For sure. And like my parents are coming over this weekend for Mother's Day. We're going to celebrate on Saturday and have like a cookout and a barbecue. You can also use this sauce on any kind of skewer. So if you're putting like chicken on the barbecue and you're doing like chicken, peppers, onions, like squash, zucchini, all on one of those wooden skewers to put on the grill, you can brush this sauce on top of that too, and it would be delicious. So it's like there's so many ways to use it. I like it over rice. You can use it literally any way you want it.
Oh, that sounds great. Well, Kayla, tell everybody how they can get you and your fantastic, very affordable, beyond affordable Substack.
Thanks. So you can find me on Substack at Kayla Capiello. On Substack, I publish a weekly email with 5 easy dinner recipes that are gluten-free, dairy-free. They give vegetarian hacks. You can have a high-protein hack. But basically, 5 easy dinner recipes to make your week a little bit easier. You can also find me on Instagram and TikTok at Kayla Capiello, and you can go to KaylaCapiello.com for more recipes like this.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right, everybody, make sure to go to the show notes so you can find out more about Kayla. Also, I will put the links and the numbers that are applicable to the wonderful sponsors that I mentioned. Please support them. It helps support me. It helps support the show. And everybody, keep coming back 5 days a week. And remember, every Wednesday, Cooking with Kayla. Everyone have a great day. Thanks so much.
Well, that's it for our show today. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you. And we would appreciate it if you could please rate and review and leave a comment, because the more you engage with our podcast, the more you will find it and help other people find it wherever they listen to their podcast. So be sure to follow us. I'm at Andrea Donsky and at Naturally Savvy, and Lisa
at Lisa Davis MPH.
Thank you so much. And please share this episode, because the more you share shows you care. We'll see you next time.